Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Fan is proud to announce that we are hosting the 2020 FC Dallas season kickoff show, and you can be in attendance to hang out with some of your favorite FC Dallas players as well. Go to 1053thefan.com/contests. And register today. Segment brought to you by State of the Art Weight Loss, a.k.a. Soda, and Frankel & Frankel at 214-333-3333 or frankelfirm.com in case you've been involved in an accident and it's not your fault. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
And that FC Dallas event is going down Monday, but as Troy just said, you have to register. We're going to have the FC Dallas president, head coach, Luchi Gonzalez. We're going to have players. So if you're a coach, if your kids are into it, 105thefan.com/contest Monday here at The Fan.
And one of the players that's going to be there, defender Reggie Cannon, will be there. Big fan of mine, Sean. Reggie Cannon is.
Why?
He loves One Piece. He was on with the KNC Masterpiece talking about anime. And it's like, wait, you have a guy at the radio station that voices Matt Treasure in One Piece Heart of Gold? Yeah.
Pat Mahomes is going to be working out with Dez Bryant today. Dez with a sit-down with Jane Slater and Bobby Bell to a T, wanting to be drafted by the Cowboys. How much are the Cowboys going to get screwed by the tag news? That report that came out yesterday. Mike Fisher is joining us right here on the Home of America's Team. Let's start with the tag, Mike. Tell us what the news is and how it could really hurt the Cowboys while being great news for Dak.
Yeah, in a way, this is glass full or glass half empty, depending on how you want to look at what this is going to do to the Cowboys. Here's the setup now. As presently proposed and then awaiting for a vote from the NFLPA, when the CBA agreement is signed, the start of the new league year, of course, is March 18th, and you will only have one tag that you can use. As it sits up presently, since it's the final year of a CBA, it's an unusual deal. You get to use two tags. Well, that was going to be good news, theoretically, for the Cowboys and a couple other teams, because then you could put the non-exclusive tag on Dak and put the transition tag on Amari Cooper, and you still have contractual control with them and continue to negotiate with them. But if this new CBA kicks in, you will be stripped of the right to use multiple tags. You will only be able to use one tag, which, Sean, as you're suggesting, puts pressure on the Cowboys to hurry up and get somebody done. Hurry up and get Dak done, and then use the only tag that you have on Amari, thus retaining his rights. Preferably, you get both guys done, and that's the end of that. But if you get neither guy done by March 10th, you will have to tag one of them, and you are in danger of losing the other. The other one would become a fully fledged street free agent, and you have no contractual control over him.
Fish, is there an underlining good thing here with this in that, you know, if you tag them, the cap hit is their salary. It's the cap hit. But if you sign them, you can manipulate it to be able to sign other players. Like, hey, Dak's cap hit this year is only $15 million, and next year it'll be $45 million. But this year, for at least, it's reduced. Is that something of a good thing for this?
I think there's that in play. And then the other silver lining is, you know, as Jerry Jones told me in that office 30 years ago, Mr. Mack, deadlines make deals. Well, now we've got one. Now you really have a deadline. You really have an issue that's going to change the face of the Cowboys salary cap and maybe even roster on March 10th. Before, March 10th was, well, you know, if we don't get it done by then, okay, franchise tag, and we keep negotiating with both of them. Now, assuming this is approved, and it's not necessarily going to be, if you listen to the NFLPA side of things and listen to some players who are going through the entire list and saying, wait a minute, that's a lot, but that's not enough, and we'll get to that in a minute. If this thing does go through, then you've got the pressure on the Joneses and the Cowboys front office to hurry up and do one or two deals. So that's a silver lining, and that's a real deadline.
Yeah, I wonder, I don't think Jerry would vote, you know, I don't think his vote would be based upon one off season. He always looks out for the league, but we know that the owner's vote to approve was not unanimous. So I wonder if Jerry voted against, and then I wonder if they're hoping that this gets rejected by the players and dragged out past March 10th, 18th, whatever the date is, so that this really can't hurt them big time, you know?
Well, you're right about how Jerry usually votes. He does not usually vote because, oh, we've got something going on with Ezekiel this year. Let's put in a new 10-year rule
right
to help us for the next 10 months. Obviously, the institution of the of free agency and the salary cap in the first place, Jerry was a driving force in that back in the early 90s, and that did not help the Cowboys, because had there never been a salary cap in the NFL, guess which team would spend the most money to get the best players? That would have been Jerry and the Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. So I don't think that that this singular issue is what some teams voted yes on or no on. I think there's a long list in here. I bet you there's some owners that said, now, wait a minute, for instance, we're going to give the players, if we move to 17-game schedule, we're going to take the 47% of the revenue split that they get and move it up to 48.5. That's like $5 billion. I bet you there's some owners that said, why are we giving our employees $5 billion? There's a bunch of other little sticklers in there, and we can go through some of that. But, yeah, the franchise tag issue for the Cowboys is the biggest news and the most immediate.
Mike Fisher here on The Fan. What do you think about the rest of the CBA proposal?
I'm interested to see how you do 17 games. How do you make it balanced? Because basically that's impossible. It's impossible to make it balanced when it's an odd number of games, for one thing. Who gets the home games? Who gets the road games? It certainly is a logistical nightmare for the poor schedule maker that's got to put all that together. But I understand how players are saying, you're making us work an extra week. Make sure you pay us enough. And that's why the owner's response is, well, 47% of revenue to 48.5, that's enough. We do have what we've called for years. The decriminalization of marijuana is in here. You don't get suspended. They call it THC, of course. There's no suspension now for THC. There's a fine for it. And there's a tiny little window of testing, a tiny little window. So it's one of those, you know, listen, if you can stay off it for a couple weeks, we don't care anymore. That's a positive move for everybody, frankly. And I'm not saying I'm not a big pot guy, but I think all of us are coming to understand there are actually some benefits to using it. And there's no benefit to kicking my best player off the team for 4 weeks because he smokes pot. Article 46 is going to be dead. And this is a gigantic win. You know, the NFL Players Association doesn't win very many of these. Not 10 years ago in this CBA, not in the one before that, not in the one before that. But in the fine print in this proposal that the league agreed on, that the owners themselves have agreed on, Roger Goodell is no longer judge, jury, and executioner. Now, it does say it goes to a neutral judge, jury, and executioner. We'll have to see who gets to pick the neutral. But this is a huge move. Article 46 is all but dead.
What would be the worst thing in this for the player standpoint? The worst amendment to the CBA?
I think they should ask for more. Just like any negotiations, once I've gotten you to from 47% of revenue to 48.5, well, why not 50? Why wouldn't the players who need to view themselves as partners in the business, partners in the industry of the NFL, why wouldn't they get 50% of revenue share if we're partners? So I think that's a great argument. I think the idea, Chop, of an extra playoff game is fun. Traditionalists, and I would consider myself a traditionalist, especially at my extremely advanced age. Mm-hmm. Traditionalists often will say, well, you know, here's the way it used to be. Football was better back then. But every time in every sport that we've expanded playoffs, it's been good. Chop, you can speak to baseball, right? Baseball wild cards is good and fun, and it makes the game more interesting. Don't you agree?
It is very fun, yes.
Yeah, so more playoff games, that's fine. I've always wondered if there wasn't some point of saturation. But, I mean, I started wondering that 25 years ago, and here we are. In the new playoff system, I think there'd be, in that first wild card weekend, there'd be three games on Saturday and three games on Sunday. And for most of us, for the Tolo, for the host of this show, for all of us that I know, that sounds like a ball. As long as you pay me the extra money for the extra work that I'm doing.
Mike Fisher here on 105.3 The Fan. We know Dez Bryant wants to be a Cowboy. He sat down with the Boys and a Girl podcast with Jane Slater and Bobby Belt. That's great stuff there. And then last night on the NFL Network, Tua T said in his fantasy world, the Cowboys would draft him.
Yeah, and the Dez story, obviously, we've been all over that. And I talked to him a little bit yesterday again. He understands that this is a long shot. Dez back to the Cowboys. If it wasn't a long shot, it would already happened. If it wasn't a long shot, then Steven would be responding, not just by saying, you know, stay in touch. Steven would be saying, well, why don't you come across the street? You know, they're at the Baylor White and Scott Hospital football field, Chop. You know it well, right? It's right over there. It's you know, 50 feet away from Will McClay's office.
Right.
Just come on over, or you walk on over here. I'm disappointed that hasn't happened yet. Because, again, maybe I'm biased, but you guys tell me the logic. I'm exaggerating by 50 feet, but it's a 50 yards. Why wouldn't McCarthy, McClay, and Steven say, why don't you come over here? Let's not make a big deal out of it, Dez. Don't put it on Twitter. We don't put all our other workouts on Twitter.
Right.
Why don't you come on over here and run some routes for us, and let's see what you got. And what I told him yesterday is, you all know, all four of you will know, including yourself, Dez, if you're running around and you're, you know, Willie Mays in right field for the Mets at age 40. And then you could all say, okay, well, good try, you know, carry on, everybody. But if you're Mike McCarthy, aren't you curious?
Yeah.
And what I said when we first broke, that's right, exclusive, the Pat Mahomes connection with Dez and their plans to work out. What if Pat Mahomes works out with him and is so impressed that he calls Andy Reid and said, hey, I got a fourth receiver for us.
Yeah.
Let Sammy Watkins go. I got a guy who can do some of those things, not all those things. A Cowboy fan, and I think Jerry, Steven, McClay, et cetera, should be crushed if Dez Bryant signs with the Kansas City Chiefs and catches even one pass.
And Mahomes will be working out with Dez supposedly today. What about what Tua said about wanting to go to the Cowboys?
You know, I can't figure out if he's going to be the third pick overall or if he's still going to be around at 17. Maybe there's some more medicals that need to be done. But to me, the big angle there is, Sean, generation after generation after generation, they want to play for the Cowboys. It's unbelievable to me. And this is the singular thing that makes the Cowboys unique. They're not unique because they deserve to win a Super Bowl every year. That's really not how it works. And I think after a quarter of a century, Cowboy fans are finally starting to realize that. But the Cowboys are unique. Where did he grow up?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, yep.
Yeah. He didn't grow up in Denton.
Yeah.
Why is he a Cowboy fan? Well, and the answer is because they all are. And this is great leverage for the Cowboys in so many ways on the marketing and business side. And that, it'd be really great if the Cowboys football side could figure out a way to leverage the fact that this gigantic percentage – right now, of 10-year-old boys and girls, 20-year-old boys want to play for the Dallas Cowboys, and maybe even 30-year-old guys want to play for the Dallas Cowboys, too. Now you got to figure out a way to win that ninth game.
Did you hear Shannon Sharp, the Hall of Famer, with the rest of the world, go at Emmitt Smith yesterday for being a contract hypocrite?
I defend Emmitt Smith only in this way. He hadn't taken out the calculator and figured out what he was saying. He's talking about, I want my Cowboys to be together. That's his motivation. That's his only motivation. He's not against Dak Prescott. He's not pitting Dak against Zeke. He just wants his boys to get together. I think it escaped him, obviously, that he did something, quote, worse than this, more powerful and more muscular in his holdout in 1993. I think that was escaping him in the moment. I think the percentage of the salary cap escaped him in the moment. And as I've told you, Sean, I think he was making a media tour while sponsored by tequila. So maybe he had himself a little nip.
Thank wow. you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, boys.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys Insider, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.